FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United and Manchester, and this is 10 years old FC Live, nearly stale, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and we're here live for our 10th anniversary special, FC United and Manchester against Nuneaton Town in the National League North. Kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes time. And we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears and all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, Twitter at FCUM Radio, station at FCUMradio.co.uk, or indeed you can text us 0161 850 1878. This is FC Live, FC United against Nuneaton. Hello! Hello indeed, and happy birthday everyone. It's not just our birthday today here on FC Radio, it's the Armchair Army's birthday, really. Without the Armchair Army, there'd be no FC Radio. So group hug.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday, everyone. And joining me now to discuss birthdays as well as this vital match today, we're joined by Stato Paul.
Yes, well, with the Borough sacking their manager, Kevin Wilson, the day before the game and appointing Tommy Wright, a lot of the script has been scrapped rather hurriedly. But, they're in 19th. They've gone six games without a win, which means that they're probably going to win today, knowing FC. They've got some beautiful players. And obviously we've got to play them again next week in the trophy at the same place. So we have to put a marker down today.
Now, if you're listening from the meeting town, you're more than welcome. We're not as biased as our reputation suggests. But Kyle Madison said in his notes, when you come up against any side managed by Kevin Wilson, you're always going to be in for a tough match. And I'd expect today to be no different. Now, if you've been living on the super moon for the last couple of nights, you might have missed the news that Kevin Wilson, who's a friend of Marge's, a friend of this radio station, he's a cracking manager, he's gone. He's no longer managing Nuneaton Town, being replaced by Tommy Wright, who managed Corby up until about, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, interesting change. I don't know how Borough fans, I mean, I've seen one or two comments. Some people are glad to see Kevin Wilson go, interestingly. But if you go back to last season when we played them for the first time, we had two goal leads against him in both games and squandered them. And we were bailed out by an own goal here at Broadhurst, which won us the game. And both times, Nuneaton were top of the table when we played them. And in fact, there were 20 places between us and them at Liberty Way. And look how it's changed now. Now they're struggling in 19th.
I mean, we famously said last season when we were at Liberty Way for that game, we're going to get beat. And we actually did really well.
We played them
and,
off the
and,
pitch.
And they got a really jammy...
It was a dodgy penalty in the 94th minute.
Absolutely.
They got them out of jail.
But we're not bitter about it.
No.
We're past that now. We're fine.
But when they were flying high last season, we played well against them. So nothing to fear today if we get our act together.
Now, we come into this game in a decent run of form, surprisingly. We've won two matches.
Yes, back to back.
Stanley beat Celtic last weekend. We're not getting too carried away. They are second from bottom, and they're second from bottom for a reason. But it was an optimistic performance from FC United. We still gave the goal away straight after half time.
The customary goal.
But generally, it was refreshing. It was they were playing good football, and it was interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think Stalybridge and Abbey Hay were quite obliging defensively, to be honest.
Yes.
But having said that, we are scoring goals. We are looking dangerous going forward, and Kieran Glynn is playing again today, of course, who obviously played a part at Stalybridge. Was quite effective and looked quite lively.
And Jason Gilchrist is back. There was a post on the forum, the Facebook group, about Tom Greaves. Obviously, he's got a hat-trick against Abbey Hay. But it's the right call. Abbey Hay, a hat-trick for Tom Greaves. Cracking. We love Tom Greaves. But Gilchrist has been banging form while we've been playing poorly against Gloucester and Bradford Park Avenue and the like.
Yeah, I think Gilchrist has got better as he's gone on in the red shirt, and I think his second goal particularly last week was a stunning header, and he is the future. You've probably got to look at this and say, well, you know, he's the man.
And there's nothing. And if Tom Greaves wants to score five goals in the semi-final in the Manchester Premier Cup and another four in the final, then he's done the 100, and you know,
we don't care who to get him off.
But yeah, so just to let you know, one of the other significant changes today, Sam Baird obviously was man of the match against Stalybridge last week. He's not playing today. That's because
he's on duty with England. England are staging trials, I believe, and him and Michael Jones are absent today because they're on England duty.
So even at this level, England getting in the way of United.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
We
wish him well, obviously.
Yeah,
on this side.
I mean, that's the one of the drawbacks of being an outstanding youngster, I'm afraid.
So in his place comes Luke Ashworth. He's going to be playing centre back with Scott Kay today, we reckon. Ashworth, he had a decent performance against Abbey Hay.
Yeah, a bit difficult to judge when you're playing a side that's, what, three levels below us.
But everyone in that back four, apart from Scott Kay, who's in there because he's helping out, the confidence is low, and you just think, just have a good game, lads.
Yeah, there's a couple of landmarks coming up. It's George Thompson's 50th game today, and if we score today, it will be our 50th goal of the season.
Excellent stuff. So the teams are now coming out onto the pitch, so that gives us a good chance to read out the teams for this afternoon. It's obviously customary to start with the home team, so that's where we'll start. Dave Carmel is in goal this afternoon. Dale Tong is going to be playing right back, with Chris Chandler playing left back. Centre pairing of Scotty Kay and Luke Ashworth. In central midfield, we've got Tom Brown, Harry Winter, and the aforementioned Kieran Glynn. And up front, we've got Jerome Wright on the left, who's captain, Joss Thompson on the right, and Jason Gilchrist all on his own running through the middle. Substitutes: Tom Greaves, Matty Wolfenden, Sam Sheridan, Jake Williams, and Gareth Arneson, who also made his debut against Abbey Hay midweek. And quite impressive for the first 45 minutes.
He put himself about, which is what you want from a front man.
Absolutely. So we already know Gareth Arneson's a good player. It's just a question of fitness, really. For Nunney and Town, we've got Christian Dibble, who is the son of
Andy Dibble, ex-Manchester City and Wales goalkeeper.
We've got Alex Penny, Dara Lee, David Morgan, Kelvin Langmead, who's the captain, Connor Anderson, Billy Daniels, Jordan Keane, Joe Ironside.
Ironside played for Sheffield United against Manchester United in the Youth Cup final of 2011 on the losing side.
Jordan Nicholson and Aaron Williams. And substitutes for Nuneaton Town, we've got James Clifton, Ewan Cartwright, Tom Elliott, David Moley and Elliot Taylor. And the referee this evening is Mr. Mark Edwards, and he'll be assisted, we reckon, in bunny ears, by Michael Andrews and Chris Ellis. So, there you go. Thoughts, Paul, going into this?
Obviously, Nuneaton have not won for six games. They're in a free fall at the moment. They're looking very anxiously at the three clubs below them. From my point of view, we're up to 13th after that good result at Stalybridge.
But it's still tight.
Nuneaton have won twice away from home. They also scored four at Stalybridge, which is a bit of a place to go if you want to bang goals in, obviously. It's a very pivotal game, this. We can make big inroads in terms of moving away from the bottom six in terms of points today with a good win.
Now, unfortunately, what's happened is, obviously, you know, you can have your views about Alty and Stalybridge, but Bradford Park Avenue have started winning now and are starting to keep clean sheets more
and
impressively.
If you look at the goal difference, Nuneaton Town can't drop into the bottom three today, but Bradford can catch them on points if the results go their way.
And we'll keep an eye on those scores elsewhere. Bradford Park Avenue have got an away trip at Edgeley Park this afternoon, so we'll keep an eye on that, as well as all the scores in the National League North. No James today, he's on holiday. No Stephen Wood, because he's networking somewhere. Brian is in Venice. And Emily, your car's broke down, so hope it gets mended soon. But we're underway here at Broadhurst Park with Nuneaton Town kicking off, and they're attacking the St Mary's Road end in this first half. So it's 10 years of FC Radio, and we've got some special treats at half time that we're going to play for you as well. Here's Chris Chandler now on the ball on the left hand side, pumps it down the line, it's headed straight back by Langmead, and Jerome Wright gets the flick on and gets the ball back and heads it forward to Gilchrist, who's holding it up on this left hand side, plays it back to Chandler gives the ball away, and Nuneaton now trying to clear the lines and play it all the way back to Chris Dibble in the Nuneaton goal, who distributes it out to that far side over there, and Kay clears it high in the air. Ashworth heads it straight back. Tom Brown flicks it on. Thompson helps it on as well, and the ball is now back with Dibble, and it's quite a frantic opening to this game so far. And here's Chandler with a tackle on the halfway line, a foul conceded there. It's quite frantic, isn't it, Paul?
Yes, both sides are trying to move the ball quickly, and there's nobody putting the foot on it. It's non-stop so far.
So it's a free kick to Nuneaton. It's going to be taken by Morgan on the halfway line, dead centre pretty much. In fact, he leaves it for Alex Penny, the right back, to take. Tommy Wright has taken charge of Nuneaton in the last 24 hours or so. It's a weird one, isn't it, about how they're going to perform as a result of that.
Yeah, ball, by the way.
Ball chipped into the box there, and it's cleared by Dale Tong. Can Thompson keep it in? He does, and boots it towards the halfway line where Gilchrist is. He tries to find Glynn, and the ball is passed back to Dibble in the Nuneaton goal, who's wearing... it can only be described as purple. Ball played down the line there for Nuneaton. Flicked on. Winters there, heads it to Tom Brown. And ball is now back with Tong, who's deflected clearance, goes all the way back to Carnell. Tom Brown's an interesting one, because he's starting a lot of games now in place of Sheridan.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's due to fitness or just personal preference of Margie, or whether it fits in the style he wants to play in. Obviously, Winter and Brown are going to be the two... stays in the midfield today,
and it looks like Kieran Glynn's playing slightly advanced, actually.
Bit of a floating role for Kieran, yes. Maybe in the hole, as they call it, don't they, these days?
So don't forget, you could tweet us this afternoon at FCUM Radio, station at fcumradio.co.uk. Dale Tong with his throw-in down the line, flick clear though. You could text us on 0161 850 1878 as well, of course. FC United against Nuneaton here on a Saturday afternoon. The pitch, we should congratulate Graham.
Well, considering the rain was pretty much non-stop yesterday and this morning early on, I got a check. I think Vinny was here early morning watching the lines being painted, and he said it was in great nick, and he wasn't telling fibs.
And here's Dale Tong now with this throw-in. Thrown down the line where it's held up by Kieran Glynn with a lovely Cruyff turn there on that touchline. Little 1-2 there with Gilchrist, and a foul conceded there by Nuneaton.
Good just play. Outside the box.
Good play there between Glynn and Gilchrist. Nice little 1-2 going on there.
Yeah, this is a good position. I'm thinking that Thompson might be very interested in this.
Absolutely. It's right on there. It's about 5 yards from the corner of the penalty box on the right hand side of it. So it's quite a distance out. It'd be ambitious to score from here. In fact, Jerome Thompson's left it for a left footer of Jerome Wright.
He's going to whip this in,
and it looks like he's going to probably have a dig from here. It would be ambitious. I'd suggest a cross more than anything, but we'll wait and see. Chandler's over the ball as well. It's a two-man wall just inside the penalty area. Jerome Wright, the captain, is going to take this with his orange boots. And he has a dig at goal, and it's straight at the goalkeeper, who is right behind it, and it's comfortable at the end. And we've had a tweet in loud and clear in the big smoke. Thanks to both Swampy and myself at Red Rebel Radio. Interesting choice of writing material. Birthday greetings for 10 years. Now, should I leave that open? He wrote it on a Tampax box.
I see.
Yeah, his script for Red Rebel Radio. That's right, he has a script, everyone. So here's Jerome Wright on the left-hand side. Apparently, it's very expensive.
Is
in China.
Is it written in Mandarin, or is it?
What, his notes?
Yeah.
Long sight-ish.
Long sight. Yeah. Well, I'm from Long Sight as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And neither of you live there anymore.
No, strangely. It's changed a lot.
Yes. Yes, that's from David in London anyway. Thank you, David, for that text message. 0161 850 1878. You can get in touch with us this afternoon. All text messages will pretty much be read out. Pretty much. Throwing taken by Nuneaton. It's flicked on, and Kay's behind it and gets it to Jerome Wright, who passes it back to Carnell, who clears it. It's a shallow clearance, though, and the ball's going straight back. And that's poor defending by FC United. It's now on the right side with Nicholson. Nicholson's coming into the penalty box, puts on his left foot. Better stuff there from Chandler. But weird defending from FC all of a sudden, putting ourselves on the back foot needlessly, really. And it's now with Leah.
Liu plays it all the way back, and it's been chased down by Gilchrist, and the ball is cleared high in the air by Dibble, and it's headed straight back by Scotty Kay. And the ball is now with Tom Brown on that far side. Tom Brown's going to have to do well to keep that ball in, and in fact he doesn't, and it's out of play.
Both sides are struggling to kind of get an early dominance in this game. The passing isn't quite up to standard yet.
No, it's very scrapper. It is very scrapper. Everywhere in the country at the moment in the National League North is currently 0-0, just in case you're wondering. We'll give you some latest scores when they come in.
And one delay.
Yeah, Salford against Worcester. Well, I wonder what that's delayed for.
Traffic, maybe.
Well, they're going to have to build some kind of dual carriageway, aren't they, if they're going to get that stadium built. That
I've noticed they're doing the groundworks, aren't they, at Four Lane, interestingly.
But basically, no one thinks it's going to happen, but slowly but surely it's actually happening. Scotty Kay's just come off slightly. He's got a blood issue coming out of his mouth. So Sam's dealing with that, the physio. And we're back underway here at Broadhurst Park. 0-0 for just joining us. And Nuneaton on the ball with Penny, who plays the ball back to Morgan, who plays the long ball down the line. And it's controlled well there by Daniels. And a cross comes in and it's charged down. And it's a throw-in to FC United.
Harry Winter's filling in at centre-back at the moment, whilst Kay's getting treatment with his mouth.
Looks like
referee's coming having a look.
Yes. And the referee says, "You're good to go, Scott. Come back on the pitch. All is well." So Scott Kay is now back on the pitch, and it's a throw into FC United by our own corner flag here on this main stand side. And it's Chandler to take this. Takes a lot of yardage there and throws it down the line, and it's headed out of play for another throw in.
I have to say, Sam Rhodes does a really excellent job.
He does.
He's a cracking lad. He doesn't get much credit, but he deserves it.
So it's another throw into FC United. Going to be taken by Chandler. Chandler throws it. Winters under it, heads it on there towards Kieran Glynn, but it's comfortably defended. Tom Brown heads it straight back. Penny clears it, though. Ashworth's under it and comfortably flicks it to Chandler, who does something really bizarre, and it goes out of play for a throw-in on the halfway line to Nuneaton. And Penny takes it quickly. It's a long throw in to his centre half buddy Connor Anderson there, who on his left foot plays it down the left hand side for Nuneaton. It's controlled well and it's defended well there by Henry Winter, and the ball is cleared. He's a right for the times, isn't it? It's Harry Winter, sorry. although I'm sure his mum does call him Henry. Ball played down the line there for Nuneaton to chase, and it's with Nicholson. Nicholson now on this touchline puts on his left foot, plays it back to Penny. Penny eats a poor cross and cut out by Winter, and here's Chandler now on the ball. Chandler pumps it clear, and it's well cut out there by Morgan, who's doing a lot of the running in midfield for Nuneaton at the moment. And Morgan plays it along the line. It's a lot of red shirts hunting this ball down, though, but Morgan keeps it. But then Brown wins the ball, and that's a strong tackle there from Winter.
Only one winner there.
Yes, and Thompson plays the ball forward to Glynn. Glynn plays on. He tries to play a through ball to Gilchrist, and Gilchrist wasn't really ready for it. He was trying to stay onside, and it's out of play for a goal kick to Nuneaton.
Not many 50-50s that Harry Winter loses. It's quite rare.
So it's a goal kick to Nuneaton. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. 10 minutes gone here, 0-0 at Broadhurst Park. Part of a double header against Nuneaton. Might be a triple header.
Could be, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think it's got triple header written all over it, hasn't it?
Yeah,
probably. Goal kick taken, and Ashworth wins that header and plays it to Thompson. Thompson tries to play the ball through, but it's deflected, and it's now back with Langmead, who plays it to Leah, and the ball is played forward down the line. Tong heads it clear, and Kay finishes the job, gets the ball to Thompson, he flicks it on towards Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn gives the ball away, though, to Morgan, and here's Ironside now. Ironside on the left hand side, ball comes in towards the box, it's cleared by Ashworth just, and Brown heads it clear, but only as far as Morgan again, and Morgan tries to play the ball out to this right hand side, but it's cleared by Jerome Wright, and it's now back with Penny. And Penny gives that ball away to Thompson, and Thompson plays the ball through, and Gilchrist was offside, and not even just, by about 2 yards.
It's a very mediocre opening 11 minutes so far, with both sides.
Commentary's not been that bad.
Quite freely giving the ball away to each other. FC are inviting pressure, though, by poor distribution from the back at the moment.
So it's a free kick to Nuneaton.
Dibble's got the same hair colour as his father, kind of gingery blonde.
And this free kick's taken, and just like his father, it goes straight out of play.
There you go, yeah. Genetics for you.
Happy 10th birthday, lads. Sounding good all the way here in Kyoto, Japan. That's from Peter Stevenson. Thank you, Peter. God, we're coming in your ears, as it were. And the throw-in taken there by Chandler, and the ball is straight out of play for another throw-in on the halfway line.
We've not really got Glynn or Thompson into the game yet, which is probably opening them up at some point.
And Winter puts that ball out, a bit careless from Winter there. And the throw-in taken quickly by Daniels, held up, and ball is out of play again for another throw-in, this time to Nuneaton, just in front of Daz Lyons there in the FC United dugout. And the ball is played to Langmead, the captain for Nuneaton, who plays it to his centre-half buddy Connor Anderson. And Anderson now gets to the halfway line and checks his run. And Winter's there in his face. And the ball is going all the way back. And Tom Brown gives a careless free kick away there. And it's an opportunity for Nuneaton to pump the ball into the penalty box.
Last season when we played them, they had 7 ex-Ilkeston players along with Kevin Wilson. Of course, there's only 2 or 3 left now. A lot of them have departed over the summer. So it's a different kind of looking Ilkeston side than last season. Ilkeston? Nuneaton?
Yeah. Ilkeston have not, they're not having a good season at the moment.
No.
That's the same. It's a free kick anyway to Nuneaton. It's been taken by Leah, who plays it to the right hand side of the penalty box. It's flicked on there by Ironside. And there's a little 1-2 there at the edge of the box. Oh, Lord, a ball to me there from Tom Brown. But the referee says no. And. Would it have been a penalty? It was right on the edge of the box, wasn't it?
Might not have been a penalty, but the arm went up to block the shot, which is, you know, I mean, it was close range, to be fair, but...
Just to let you know, the Salford City match against Worcester, it's been delayed because Worcester have been delayed getting to the ground, so kick-off in that one's going to be 3:45.
Maybe they're not used to finding it.
Well, you know, they might get stuck on Cromwell Roundabout, might they?
They were late getting here, though, weren't they, the first season?
Weren't they?
Maybe they're not good at setting off on time.
So the ball is now back with Mr. David Carnell in the FC United goal. And plays this ball to his left-hand side where Jerome Wright is. And Jerome Wright doesn't win that header. And Morgan plays that ball forward for Ironside to chase. Ashworth plays the ball back to Carnell, who's messing about with it. And plays the ball, an uncomfortable pass to Ashworth, who's facing the wrong way now. Who does well, Ashworth, and plays it to Chandler. And Chandler, a lovely ball to Kieran Glynn, who has to keep that ball now, and stays on his feet, but he wins a free kick, takes it quickly. Referee, very pedantic. It's a free kick to FC United anyway, midway into FC United's half, and filed nil, Boston 1, the latest score.
Surprise, that's, league leaders
yes.
Going behind.
Here's Scotty Kane now on the ball, plays the ball forward down the right-hand side to Thompson, who turns. Thompson now. Looking for options, plays the ball to the touchline on the right-hand side for Tong, who plays the ball back to Kay. Kay infield, it goes to Glynn. It's charged down and pounced upon by Morgan, who tries to play a through ball towards Nicholson. Carnell comes out of his box, though, and clears it towards Swampy's nest. And Sam and Josh get out of the way of that ball. And you know what? Aiden, the cameraman, says, I'm not flinching.
No.
Stay still.
He did well, actually, got it into the box.
Yeah.
That's the first.
To be fair, the way Sam and Josh ducked that was quite professional as well. The bodies didn't move, it was more the heads. So there you go. Anyway, the ball on this far near side now with Penny. Ball's cut out though by Jerome Wright. Penny tries to win that ball back and does well. Plays it to Morgan. Morgan lofts the ball in. It's flicked on there. Ashworth clears it. It gets to Nicholson. And the ball breaks and here's Thompson now. Thompson, can he switch play towards Jerome Wright? It's a poor pass though. But it was the right idea.
Poor execution.
Kidderminster 1, Gainsborough 0, a latest score there at the Agra.
Where we won. One of our away wins.
There's only a couple to remember.
Well, we've won 3 aways now.
All right,
we've won more away than at home.
Yeah, the home record. Well, Margie said last week, didn't he, in the interview, he wants to look at the home form.
Yeah, might have to play somewhere else.
Well, because the home form is important. It's important to get people through the turnstiles with entertaining football, so it is crucial that we start performing well. Anyway, here's Morgan. That's a lovely through ball there, but Carnell's wise to it and comes out of the box and clears it. Morgan's very influential, isn't he?
Yeah, he was with Ilkeston. He kind of holds it all together in the middle, and he's looking for the through ball all the time. He's got Ironside up front. He's a very willing runner. He's not got a wheelchair either, before anybody starts talking about that.
Is Morgan now back on the ball, plays the long ball down the line. It's held up, and Winter there comes in a bit strong, and then you've got to be careful, Winter, with stuff like that. He kicked the ball out from Ironside's where he was.
Yeah, after conceding once the free kick's gone, you don't really go in and kick the ball at somebody. It's not very smart. I know he's competitive and everything, it's hard to stop, but
anyway, Penny's going to take this free kick. It's just about 4 yards from the dugout down the line here on this main stand side, just by the touchline. Penny's going to take it. It's a good one right to the edge of the box, but Winter gets behind it and heads it clear, but it doesn't go very far. And here's Morgan now on the ball. Morgan, oh, too much space there for Daniels. Daniels plays a through ball towards Joe Ironside. Can't believe it, Daniels in that much room, can we?
No, it was really well stand and watch yet again. We see this a lot of home games though, don't we? Remember Bradford got a lot of freedom.
One turn for Thompson, that was superb, and he plays a lovely ball down the line for Gilchrist. There's no one in the box, but here's Glynn and Jerome into the box they go, and that cross unfortunately is charged down and it goes straight back to Dibble. But what a turn from Josh Thompson.
Yeah, making his 50th appearance today, and he's racked up 24 goals in 49 before today, so not bad ratio.
Not bad at all. Fylde have got an equaliser. It's Fylde 1 Boston 1, a latest score there on the far coast, and the ball is now back with Dibble in the unbeaten goal. And Dibble's looking for where to pump this ball. He's going to hoof it forward, I'd imagine, at some point in the near future. Yes, here it comes. Straight down the middle it goes. Daniels is going to win that flick on. No, Ashworth, good header there. Gets the ball to Brown, who plays it to Wintu, plays it out to his left-hand side where Jerome Wright is. Jerome Wright plays the ball forward, well left by Glynn, gets to Gilchrist. Gilchrist now, Jerome Wright carries his run forward, gets to the byline on the left side, plays the ball back to Glynn. Glynn shoots! Oh, and what a goal from Kieran Glynn! Superb stuff there from Jerome Wright, from Gilchrist, from Glynn, from everyone really. A superb work goal, and on 18 minutes, FC United are 1-0 up. Paul?
Yeah, that was a nice bit of interplay. We won the ball in midfield. We switched it well to the left-hand side. Jerome made a good run, got the ball when he went exactly when he wanted it, just inside the box, and he's cut back. It was controlled by Glynn, and he pirouetted before finding the top corner. Nice finish.
And it was all Jerome Wright. That the initial pass to get it to the forwards was from Jerome Wright, but then to have the cleverness to just carry his run forward and get to the byline and drive it and then play the ball back. It was excellent, and a cracking finish.
Good composure from Glynn. His second goal in successive games, so he's beginning to find his feet.
So FC United now 1-0 up. Just joining us, 19 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. FC Live, constructivecoding.com, and the Armchair Army, our 10th anniversary special of FC Live. And the ball is cleared by Dibble, and it gets to Nicholson. And Nicholson plays it out to the left-hand side where Keane is. Keane plays it to the left-back Leah. Leah crosses this ball in. Oh, and I tell you what, Williams is in so much space there, but he's facing the wrong way and has to play it back to Leah. And here's Williams now back on the ball on the left-hand side. He crosses that ball, and it's flicked on by Daniels. Can Jerome Wright get to it? He can. Clears it forward, but it's Gilchrist can't win that ball. And Nuneaton can try and build something once again. And here's Conor Anderson now deep in his own half, plays the ball to Penny, who plays the ball forward down the right hand side, but it's out of play. And you can tell there's flashes here of a good team, as Ashworth is down injured at the moment.
The question is always, I think these days, is how many goals do we need to score to win at home? It can fluctuate. I mean, we scored twice the previous two games and lost them both, I think. Am I right in saying?
I think you're right. The thing to say so far is, with the way Morgan's playing, Morgan's pulling all the strings, it should be said. But there are occasions where Nuneaton's forward line are left in a bit too much room for my liking.
It's about being focused, and the back four have got to stay switched on. And I think when they've got the ball in midfield, we've got to get tight on players, and that we just don't do this week in, week out, do we?
But FC United are 1-0 up, so you can't complain too much. And that ball's headed back there, and Anderson's going to have to do it. He does it. It's Gilchrist now. Can he do it? He gets on the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper brings him down.
Dibble has brought him down.
Superb stuff there from Gilchrist.
It's a yellow card.
Pursuing that ball. That back pass there from Anderson, he was never going to get to Dibble, and Gilchrist has pounced, and well, Dibble did the right thing, basically.
Well, he had no choice. I mean, it's rather interesting, the rules have changed these days. Do you remember Madeley got sent off?
Yes.
At Telford for bringing a player down inside the box, but the rules have changed now that I think you can't send off a goalie if he gives a penalty away. Is that right? Something similar to that?
Something like that. Anyway, it's going to be...
Jerome's got a chance now to score his third of the season.
So Jerome Wright to take this. 21 minutes on the clock here with an excellent opportunity to go 2-0 up FC United with Jerome Wright to take this penalty on his left foot. Christian Dibble just standing in his way. Here comes Jerome Wright, and straight down the middle, and it's saved by Dibble's feet. And it was a poor penalty, really, to be fair. And the ball is now back with Tong, and it's now back with Thompson. Thompson crosses this ball in, and what do you say about that penalty, Paul?
Well, it was just straight at the keeper, and he dived, but he's kept his legs in the way, and the chance to go 2-0 up inside 22 minutes has evaporated. It's a rare penalty miss by Jerome.
But Charlie are 1-0 up against Gloucester at Victory Park. Ball cleared forward. Oh, and there's a shot come in there from Joe Ironside, and it was travelling.
Still travelling.
Yeah, absolutely. So FC United with a golden opportunity there to get a second, and Dibble did save it. So it was, and it's not like it was hit softly. It was drilled.
Jerome has a bit more authority normally the way he takes penalties, but that wasn't quite right. But you know, credit to the goalie. Always got to credit the goalie, but it was a horrendous mistake that led to the penalty, has to be said. Horrendous attempt at a back pass that was woeful, which Gilchrist capitalised on.
And it's a goal kick anyway to FC United. There is now an FC club on the Xbox One called FC United of Manchester. Thank you, Hatchet Job, for that information there. I'll retweet it anyway, because I'm sure it's very informative to somebody. I've still got my Super Nintendo, you see, Hatchet Job, so...
And you're hanging on to it.
I am. I've got my Mario Kart and my Donkey Kong Country, and I'm happy with that.
See, it's all about when you were born.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm a child of the 80s, so that's how it works. Flick on there by Kieran Glynn, gets it to Thompson, plays it to his left-hand side for draw, right!
Yeah, it's done this time.
And that... It's 2-0 now to FC United. A well-worked goal on the far side there by Kieran Glynn. Gets it to Thompson. Thompson plays a lovely ball to Jerome Wright on the left-hand side of the penalty box. And he puts it into the far corner. 2-0.
The magic left foot of Jerome gets it right this time. He just steered it inside the post. It was, obviously, Dibble didn't have a chance at all. But it was a nice finish. And Jerome has probably forgotten his penalty miss now briefly. Matter of what, 2 minutes after the penalty, he stuck one in.
And we were saying in the This Comes My Club build up, which you can hear on the podcast tomorrow, about how the confidence is a bit low in the FC United defence. I would suggest, based on the way Nuneaton's defence are playing at the minute,
well,
their defence is very low on confidence.
They've not won since September the 24th, so they've kind of got out of the habit. But we've scored twice at home now, which means at least we might get a point if you look at it that way.
And here's Nuneaton now on the attack with Leah on the left-hand side. Leah crosses that ball in. Kay cuts it out, but he only gets as far as Daniels. But there's Winter battling away, trying to get that ball back. And Winter does well. He's with Brown. Winter, it's all kinds of feet going on there. But here's Williams now. Williams on the left-hand side of the penalty box for Nuneaton. Oh, that's a lovely pass to Keane. Keane plays the ball in. Here's Daniels holding that up. But it's good play from Kay, and Tom clears it. Anderson heads it straight back, but there's that man Winter again. Winter's superb, isn't he?
Bear in mind, this is the third time we've played Dunedin, the third time we've got a two-goal lead. In the previous two, we threw him away. So anything could happen.
Just let me read this tweet, because it's come up on my computer screen. I'm waiting for it to come on my phone. I'll tell you in a second. Leah with this throw-in. It's taken down the line, it goes, but Winter's there again, and Winter clears it. But only as far as Keane, who plays it straight back. But there's George Thompson. Thompson now on the right hand side plays a long ball down the line for Gilchrist to chase. Langmead's there trying to deal with it, but he doesn't do well with it at all. And the ball is out of play for a corner. Good persistence again there from Jason Gilchrist. Perhaps Luke Ashworth should take the spot kicks a la Dennis Irwin. I think it was Steve Bruce who took him.
Bruce got 19 one season for Manchester United.
1990-91, I think it was.
Quite impressive for a centre-back.
That's quite impressive knowledge, don't you think? Mm. Swampy told me that anyway. It's a corner ball. It's going to be taken by George Thompson on that far side. He lofts it in towards Ashworth. He's flicked on, though. And Winter's there, getting the ball back. Winter plays it back down the left-hand side to Jerome Wright. He plays it forward to Winter. Winter holds it up now. Plays it towards Kieran Glynn. He plays it back to Henry Winter. He crosses that ball in. Oh, it's a good cross. And can Harry Winter get back on that ball? He can. Tom Brown, can he get back under it? He can. And well heads done, it Brown. To Thompson. Thompson plays the ball forward. Glynn's there. Penny's in pursuit, though. And Penny gets that ball and he rolls out of play for a throw-in.
They look a bit...
rattled.
Bedraggled, I think I was trying to say.
So it's a throw into FC United in line with the 6-yard box, Nuneaton 6-yard box on this near side. I'll come to this tweet in a second. It's going to be Chandler to take this, and Chandler's got quite a decent long throw on him. And it looks like the way we've set up in the penalty box, that's exactly what's about to happen. In it comes. Chandler gets it to the 6-yard box, and Ashworth was there, and it's sliced clear, and it's out of play for a corner to SC United. At 0-0, you were saying something about this fixture potentially being a triple header. Yeah, it's because we're playing in the FA Trophy next week, and if it's tied, it goes to a replay. So
we're back to Liberty Way the week after.
So we were just pulling your leg, Mark. I'm sure it'll be fine as just a double header.
If they defend like this, then we might not need a third game.
Here's Thompson now with his corner. Oh, it's a good one. Dibble punches clear. Only as far as Jerome Wright, who lays it off to Chandler. It's a nice little layoff that by Jerome Wright. Chandler switches play and gives it to Thompson. He crosses that ball in. Oh, he's too close to goal there. And Dibble comfortably holds it. And he clears it first time down the left-hand side for Williams to chase. And you think you were telling me Williams is their top goal scorer?
He is, and he was leading scorer last season as well. A dangerous player when he gets space in the box, but that might come back to haunt us later in the piece.
Sorry, sir. A throw in to FC United, just in line with our own 18-yard box on the right-hand side.
Fielder now 2-1 up against Boston.
And the ball is now with Anderson, and that ball goes out of play. And it's true what I said earlier about them being low on confidence. They're just really shaky, aren't they?
I think, at 0-0, they were probably thinking, well, maybe it could be our day today, but as soon as they go a goal down, head start dropping a bit, it's like, here we go again.
Tong with a percentage pass over the top there. It's a good rugby union kick out, actually, to be fair. And it's going to be a throw into Nuneaton just by their own corner flag.
Chorley are beating Gloucester 1-0, so the wiping of the snow off the pitch has been rewarded so far.
Yes, so for those people who listen to us around the world, it's been quite wintry here over the last couple of days. So I think all the groundsmen across the north of England in particular should be congratulated with getting all these games on at the moment.
Yeah, there was a bit of a worry yesterday with that. It was like really kind of consistent rain, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't stop. It was stop start and it kept coming back again and again.
Carnell with his clearance. Straight down the middle it goes. Gilchrist can't win that. Ball breaks to Ashworth, who plays the ball to his left-hand side where Jerome Wright is, who heads it cleverly to Penny. And Jerome Wright concedes a free kick against Penny. Don't forget you can tweet us today at FCUM Radio, station at fcumradio.co.uk. You can text 0161 850 1878. And a big thank you to all the birthday wishes over the last few days or so. Much appreciated. We've got on the podcast this week, I'll tell you that in a second, is Thompson now having to chase the ball back and plays it to Carnell, who clears it first time. Gilchrist tries to win that ball, gets it to Winter. Winter with a lovely pass this left-hand side where Jerome Wright is, who just nonchalantly plays it to Glynn. Glynn's been muscled out of it, though, by Langmead. Good defending there.
Jerome Wright has made a significant impact since he's come back into the side, I think.
He's a cracking player, and people forget that because he's been here this long. But he is superb. Here's Penny now. Penny plays it infield to Morgan, who's been a bit quiet over the last 10 minutes or so. And it's now with Leah on the far side. Plays it infield to Nicholson. Nicholson now plays the ball all the way back to Langmead, who has to play it all the way back to Dibble. Good defending from the front there from FC United. Ball cleared by Dibble. And Nuneaton trying to build an attack here with a nice little ball down this right side. Is the referee going to bring that back for a free kick?
I thought it was a late challenge by Harry Winter, but he's got away with it. Obviously the referee wasn't watching.
Loud and clear in southern Spain, another hot one. Big shout out please for the newly formed FC Catalan branch. Medium shout to David of London. That's from Scarf, I think. P.S. Is James over here probably swanning along the Costa in his FC Fong?
Is it?
I think he is. He
wears Ventura, is it?
It might be. It might be Portugal. Somewhere. Yeah, I think you're right. He wears his Del Monte gear. The man from Del Monte. That's what he looks like when he's on holiday. Here's Langmead with a long ball forward, flicked on there, and Chandler does well and wins that header and plays the ball back to Carnell. Nice little bit of defending that from Chandler there. And here's Kay now on the ball. Stockport 1, Bradford Park Avenue 0. His latest score there at Edgeley Park. Ball played down the line there for Kieran Glynn to chase. Good defending from Anderson. It's out of play. Happy birthday from Leicester. Please say good luck to Damien, the man in the red beret with the Metropolitan Accept. What's that? Metropolitan Accept. Anyway, here's Glynn. Glynn crossing this ball in. Helen, don't confuse me. Please, while I'm commentating as well. Normally, what I do is I sit here interpreting what the text messages say and then I just feed back, whereas I have to do it on the hoof this afternoon because I'm commentating as well. But it's a corner ball to FC United. George Thompson to take this. 32 minutes on the clock. 2-0 for just joining us. Cross comes in. Ashworth wins it. Gets to Tom Brown. Flicked on by Tong. And, well, there was no pace in that ball anyway for that flick on. And... here's Thompson now on the ball, wins that ball back and plays it to Kay. Helen says, ignore that, help, my phone went mad. So there you go, just to explain, it wasn't me being unable to read properly. Ball out of play, actually Winter keeps it in and gets the ball to Thompson. He tries to switch play, that's a lovely ball to Jerome Wright.
Jerome Wright,
heading towards the byline, checks his run. Gets back to the byline, crosses that ball in. It's defended by Langmead, but oh, and it's cleared by Morgan. But what a ball from Josh Thompson there, superb. And Kay trying to cut that ball out, but they get to the second ball and is Ironside now heading towards the penalty box on the right hand side. Plays the ball to Nicholson. Nicholson on his left foot, good defending there from Dale Tong. And here's Leah. Leah goes down too easily, and it's a goal kick.
Again, there was just that bit of space on the edge of the box for Nicholson and his left foot, but he just didn't get the shot off quickly enough, and we managed to charge it down and then fight off the left back who was supporting on the far side.
Fylde have now gone 3-1 up against Boston. There's a lesson there for Boston. Don't score against Fylde or they'll get angry.
Yeah, try and score late.
Yeah. Here's Carnell with his goal kick. Goes down the right hand side. Is Thompson going to win this flick on? He does, and gets it to Gilchrist. And Gilchrist just lays it off there for Glynn, but it's covered by Anderson. And the ball gets back to Dibble, who clears it first time. And there's that man Winter again, who's having a superb afternoon. And the ball is over the top and out of play harmlessly for a throw in to FC United. And settled down a bit. It's 2-0 if you're just joining us. 34 minutes on the clock here. Good afternoon so far for FC United. And a missed penalty as well. For Jerome Wright, so it's all been happening. It's not been that good a game.
No, it's it's lacked some real quality, but there's been some good industry in it.
Yeah.
One or two good moves from FC.
Good defending there from Kay. Gets the ball to Ashworth, who plays it to Tong. Tong plays it over the top, held up there by Gilchrist on the halfway line. Lovely turn, plays it forward to Glynn.
Glynn's
going to get to it on the right hand side of the penalty box, plays it back to Thompson, who shoots. Oh, it's just wide.
That really should have been three. I mean, Jerome was at the far post. He went for the shot, and Jerome tried to steer it in because he could see it was going wide. But golden opportunity. Glynn was played into the box there with absolute freedom.
Well, and the St Mary's Road end speaks for us all.
Could be 4-0 very easily now.
To be fair to Thompson, there was two players on the line, so he did have to slot it home. He couldn't just, you know, belt it. He had to position it, but. And Jerome Wright could have got to it as well, couldn't he? Anyway, here's Nuneaton now on the right-hand side with Nicholson. Nicholson checks his run on this touchline. Puts on his left foot, and that's good defending there from Chandler. Out of play for a throw-in. It's going to be taken by Penny. In line with FC United's 18-yard box. It's taken, gets it to Morgan. Morgan looking for options, plays it back to Penny, the right-back. Ball played in field. Nice little layoff there to Nicholson. Nicholson gets it to Keane. Keane now, who's central, He's looking for options, gets it to Daniels, and now it's with Penny. Penny now on this right hand side plays the ball back to Keane, who's central, crosses that ball in offside. That's given up. And it's now back with Carnell. So I'll just let you know as well, Alfreton 0, Altrincham 1. Let me repeat that, Alfreton 0, Altrincham 1.
Bottom of the table, Altrincham.
There is Kane now on the right hand side, bringing the ball into Nuneaton's half, plays it to Tong. Tong lays it off there to Thompson, who holds it up well, plays a lovely ball infield to Winter. Winter tries to switch play and gets it to Chandler. Chandler plays it first time here to Jerome Wright on this near touchline. Jerome Wright now, couple of step overs, tries to beat Penny. Penny fouls Jerome Wright. Good play from Jerome Wright, winning that free kick there. Knew what he was doing, didn't he?
Yeah, that was an old head there. I think he, at first he was trying to get past him, and then he thought, okay, bit of a tricky customer, I'll just take the challenge instead and go down.
So it's 37 minutes on the clock here, 2-0 to FC United if you're just joining us.
And of course, that first goal was our 50th of the season.
And it's going to be George Thompson to take this free kick, we reckon. It's going to be a bit of an in-swinger. And it's a lovely ball, but it's too close to the goalkeeper. And Nuneaton can breathe a sigh of relief. I think that's the right saying, isn't it? I'm not down with these sayings, you know, Paul.
No, we need a book of cliches.
Yeah, I need a book of cliches
to dig into now and again.
Dibble clears it, headed by Ashworth. Ashworth's having a good game after all we've said about Ashworth and the defence. He's having a good game so far. Here is Nuneaton with Anderson. Anderson plays it all the way back to Dibble.
I think he's more comfortable with Scott Kay around him.
Absolutely. Well, this is what Kay brings. He's a steady head, isn't he?
Well, he just organises, doesn't he?
The ball over the top there, and it's gone harmlessly out of play for a throw-in. And Joe Ironside is not happy with Keane, I think, was that with that ball. And it's starting to rain here.
It's certainly raining on Nathan's parade, isn't it, so far?
It's no surprise to everyone listening, it's raining in North Manchester today. But look at this setting here, this lovely autumn. Broadhurst Park, the actual park itself, from this vantage point, is beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is.
Multicoloured trees.
And the Nuneaton now with this ball. It's a loose pass towards Penny, but Penny does well, recovers it, plays the ball back to Dibble, who clears it. He was being chased down there by Gilchrist. Kay wins that header, it's out of play. You know, you could talk about Buxton and Stocksbridge Park Steels having lovely view, but this one's up there. It's up there, definitely.
The beauty of North Manchester.
Anyway, that's enough of Gardner's World. It's flicked on there, and Winter tries to win that ball. Tong finishes the job, plays the ball forward. Langmead's trying to deal with that. Gilchrist is chasing that back pass down to Dibble. Dibble clears it though. Tom Brown's there, heads the ball forward. It nearly gets to George Thompson, but Morgan covers, and Morgan plays the ball forward. And it's flicked on there by Nicholson. Ashworth has to recover, and if in doubt, put it out, and he does. Charlie 2, Gloucester City 0. The latest score there at Victory Park.
It's a long trip, isn't it?
So were all the fans out on the pitch then with shovels? Like,
I believe we had volunteers out there, yes, to make sure the game went on.
There's a nice little play there from Daniels, plays it to Nicholson, and looked like a foul by Tom Brown, but referee said he got the ball. And here's Thompson now on the far side. Thompson plays it infield to Glynn, and Glynn with a very, very fuddy pass, and it's out of play on the halfway line for a throw-in.
Jerome was making inroads down the flank there, but the ball was played behind him.
Yes. And the ball is now back with Penny, plays it infield to Morgan. Morgan now beats Tom Brown and comes towards the halfway line, tries to find a switch of play there to Leah, but it was well cut out by George Thompson, who plays the ball forward to Gilchrist, who can't control it. Ball cleared, well laid off there by Ashworth to Winter. Winter now to his left-hand side where Chandler is. Chandler does a little turn on the halfway line, plays the ball back to Ashworth, and this is going to go back to Carnell, I think. Carnell wanted it on his right foot, and a couple of drag bats there. I don't like it when Carnell does that. He's not the most agile on his feet, but he gets away with it. And his Winter plays it to that far side where Tong is. Tong. And it's out of play for a throw-in.
Yes, he's not quite the Fabian Barthez, is he? Although the trouble is that when goalkeepers start getting confident, they get cocky, don't they?
The thing about Fabian Barthez wasn't Barthez.
Well, yeah.
If you know what I mean. Here's Thompson now. Thompson now on the ball. Plays it to this near side where Chandler is on the halfway line. Plays it back to Thompson. He flicks it forward to Glynn. Glynn can't control it, and Thompson nearly gets that second ball. Good tackle there from Glynn, but the ball breaks to Leah, the left back for Nuneaton. He plays the ball back. 4-1 now filed against Boston.
Yes. Well, we saw how porous Boston are when we played them
at their
September.
Gaff. Yes. Ball played forward by Dibble. Kay can't get to it. It's now with Daniels. And Daniels gets into the box and he tries to find Ironside, but it was well defended by Ashworth. Ball breaks out to Leah. Leah with a nice little bit of play there. Beats Brown. Crosses that ball in. Oh, and Carnell gets to the ball and gathers it. Curzon 1, Halifax 0. Who says they've got one eye on the FA Cup?
Well, the other eye's still working perfectly.
John Richmond, happy birthday from Canada. Happy birthday to you, John, whenever it is. Happy birthday to Canada. Hope all is well.
Staley Bridge's woes continue. They're down to 10 men at Tamworth.
Still 0-0 there. Thompson plays that ball forward to Brown, but it's cut out. And here's Langmead now. Langmead plays it to Penny. Penny plays it forward to Morgan, who sees Penny's continued his run. And now Penny now driving forward. Beats one player, beats two. Gets the ball to Nicholson. Nicholson now on his left foot. Good play from Chandler. The second ball, though, is to Nuneaton. And here's Morgan now. Morgan looking for options. Plays the ball forward to the edge of the box. Turns there from Ironside. And it goes harmlessly over. And that was good defending from FC, holding it up there.
Yeah, they held a tight line there. And they did make it difficult to thread a ball through. And Ironside eventually decided to take a pot shot from distance, which the SMRE swallowed up gratefully.
Robert Archibald, come on FC, listening to the match here in Vegas. Staley Bridge, must be.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Watching FC at home is a bit of a gamble in itself.
That's right, Paul. And that ball from Carnell goes out of play on the halfway line, so it's going to be a throw-in to Nuneaton. You can get in touch with us, by the way, at FCUM Radio, station at fcumradio.co.uk, or you can text 0161 850 1878. And we're coming up to the last couple of minutes in this first half. 2-0 if you're just joining us. FC Live, constructivecoding.com, armchair armour. And Kay with that clearance goes all the way back to Dibble. Oh, Damien is running a marathon tomorrow. I still don't know what that means. Well, thank you. Good luck to Damien in his marathon. Here's Morgan on the ball. Plays the ball forward to Daniels. Penny continues his run. Penny's seen a lot of the ball in this first half. Plays the ball back to Daniels. Daniels now on this right-hand side. Plays it sideways to Morgan. Morgan does well and beats Glynn and drives the ball forward centrally. But that's a poor pass and well read from Scotty Kay, who plays the ball back to Chandler. Chandler now can clear it. Down the line it goes, but there's not much happening up front for FC at the moment. And here's Morgan. Morgan now on this near side. Good play from Jerome Wright, but the ball gets to Penny by hook or by crook. But there's Kieran Glynn cutting that pass out. And that's a lovely pass towards Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright lays it off to Winter. Winter down the line it goes to Jason Gilchrist. And here's Gilchrist now driving forward, driving infield with the ball. There's no one there, but that's a lovely pass to Dale Tong on the far side. Can he keep it in? He can, by the corner flag. Crosses the ball in. Yeah. It's a poor. After all that work from Tong.
On the roof.
After all that work. Oh.
He worked overtime to keep the ball in and then kicks it onto the roof. That's his cross, basically.
It was such lovely build-up play.
Good hold-up by Gilchrist there. Yeah. He waited and waited, cut inside, picked out a good pass, all came to nothing.
And Nuneaton now with a ball, and that's good play from Daniels. Good strength holds off Chandler. Plays the ball infield to Nicholson. Nicholson's poor first touch, though. He's pounced upon by Ashworth, and FC United can bring this ball out. Well left there by Winter, gets it to Chandler. And poor pass, but there's no one near Chandler, so he can get the ball back. And, well, we're trying our best here to give them the ball, and we do eventually. And Daniels plays it to Morgan, who switches play and gives it to Keane. He lays it off to Leah on the left-hand side. Leah now. No one going near him can pick a cross out, and he crosses that ball in. And Williams, the header's poor in the end. And Carnell recovers.
2 minutes additional time.
Curzon 2, Halifax 0.
And we've got two added minutes here.
And Carnell clears it forward. down the right-hand side, where it's headed on by George Thompson. Thompson chases down his own flick on there. Anderson's going to have to deal with it. And it's a throw-in to FC, which Thompson looks to take quickly, but there's not many red shirts on, so he leaves it. And we are into stoppage time now in this first half. And Dale Tong is saying, get in the box, get in the box. And Dale Tong is looking to take his throw in and gets it to Thompson. Thompson, lovely turn, crosses it in with his left foot. Oh, and Penny swings and misses.
It's a corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they've been architects of their own downfall at times, and uneaten, you have to say.
So it's a corner, and it's, there's only a minute of stoppage time, added time left, so a perfect opportunity to get a third, you'd feel. And it's your own right to take this, going to be an outswinger. In it comes towards the back post, it goes. Gilchrist can't get it, and the referee blows up with a minute still left to play.
Yeah, a bit premature, but there you go.
But a cracking half of football, that, from FC. We've done the job. We've done some excellent build-up play, we have to say. And even with a missed penalty, it's still a good half of football from CD.
Yeah, we've not had a lot of scares, to be honest, around our goal. Our goal, which is unusual for home games these days. Nuneaton are obviously struggling. They're not playing well. They've not won for weeks. They're 2-0 down at half time. A lot of work ahead for them. We've got to come out and put this to bed as usual in the second half.
So we're going to say it now. We're going to get the cliches out of the way. The last thing we should do in the second half is concede in the first 5 minutes. If we manage that instruction, we'll be fine, I feel.
Yeah.
But this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army. A couple of half-time messages, and then we'll be back with all the half-time scores and a bit of thoughts from Stephen Wood.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
FC UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Hello, you. Listener, dear sweet listener, without whom none of this would mean anything. It's an easy thing to say that, but less easy to really mean it. 10 years ago, some enthusiastic fools arrived at Salford with just a big bag of wires and a phone, and somehow, despite the year being only 2006, these legends of broadcasting took FCUM Radio to the air for the first time, and now, here we are, 10 years later. Sven-Göran Eriksson was in charge of England 10 years ago. Richard Hammond nearly died 10 years ago. And did you know that on the same day this station launched in 2006, the first modern, solely Gaelic medium school to offer secondary education was opened at Woodside in Glasgow? I'm not even kidding. But the point is that it is 10 years later, and you're all still listening. And you're even growing in number. It's been a sensational run, and we'd like to just officially thank a few fine folk. Thanks to the guys that got this all started. Without you, we wouldn't be here. To every single one of our 100 plus volunteers that we've had over the years, who've just been incredible, producing honestly such high quality content for such little recognition. The variety, the eccentricity, the genuinely magical commentaries. Without you, we wouldn't be here right now. To our listeners and any donators that we've had, to our Armchair Army, thank you. Just thank you. The money you've donated has meant that we've been able to pay all of our bills over the years. And that might sound trite, but it really is fantastic. Your support and interaction with the station and its volunteers is 100% what drives the station on. to Aidan, Claire and ConstructiveCoding.com, our sponsors, our saviours. For no reason at all, you chose to believe in us. And more than that, you continue to believe in us to this very day. You encouraged us to be creative and do things in our own way, and we've strived to do so ever since. And obviously, thanks to FC United, who, let's be honest, could have stopped this all years ago. I'll leave it there. We didn't want to go on too long. We just wanted to thank a few people. But we are thrilled and proud in equal measure to have got to our 10th birthday. Producing radio for FC United has always been and continues to be an absolute privilege. And thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Vince Atta, and if I'm not wearing me jester's hat, snuggled up under me Ryan Giggs duvet cover, I'm listening to FC United Radio.
Hello, I'm Wilf McGuinness, and welcome to everybody, and all the best to FC United. Radio especially.
Hi, we're the FC United ladies, and you're listening to FCUM Radio.
I'm Doe from the show with no name on FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Hi, my name's Mick Ferry. You're listening to FCUM Radio, or for come for short.
Hi, I'm Alan Gowling. Don't worry, it'll all be over by Christmas. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.
Hi, I'm Roy Sewell, and you're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, this is John Champion. You're listening to FC United Radio.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Now, before we get into this,
Lee and Ed Bernstein, or wrong song.
Before we get into this, I need to do a disclaimer on this. I said to Marv, "Wouldn't it be nice, Marv, to do an ident or two about FC Live's 10th anniversary? Just you know, something good to say about FCUM Radio." So he did that. He did the, as you called it, the Neville Chamberlain.
Yeah,
he did that.
Very good.
So you know, Marv's one of these people where if you ask him to do something, he will do you something serious. And at the same time, he will, because he's uncomfortable being serious, he will do a piss take, basically, right?
Can you say that? You just did?
I just did.
Okay.
So bear that in mind. That's a disclaimer.
Sean, Tell and Finton too, Stuart, James and Rock and John, keeping us all turned on. Swampy, Brian, Keg and Co, on TV and radio, Stato, Paul and Stephen Wood, making people feel so good. Wi-Fi and 3G, easier than it used to be. Tameside connectivity caused us to go crazy. The summer prompts with Dan Melrose, playing songs that no one knows, shaping how the future goes, streaming on the radio.
Thoughts?
It's different. Well,
what?
I can't hear yourself.
I love the concept.
You like the concept?
Yeah, brilliant.
What about the execution?
Yeah, he needs it, yes, you're quite right, he does need execution, you're quite right.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
It's not finished yet.
It's a long 6 minutes you told me to work.
Oh, there's not much to talk about football-wise, is there?
I don't know.
Oh, crack, should I crack on?
Do whatever you want, mate.
We're celebrating, we didn't start United, but we're always cheering when we're volunteering. Swampathon, swearathon, record-breaking marathon, sellotapes, bring your own ball, podcasts at your beck and call. Armchair Army, do us proud, who could find a better crowd? Donate funds to keep us on, that could be where you're going wrong. Courses for communities and podcasts for the lower leagues, showing positivity and XFM how it could be. What's next for Ben and Marv? Never doing things by half, always striving to improve, they never really have a clue. We didn't start United, we're commentating, or we're celebrating. We didn't start United, but we're always cheering when we're volunteering. Broaders Park
and Gig Lane. Hyde United, Prestwich, Hayes. Today we have an Eton Town. Sure, the Reds won't let us down. From Stockholm to Ferriby, USA to Chorley, Gainsborough, Trinity, Bradford and Staley. Mashday, Pies and Hopvinto, Congleton turn and clear the road. Bradford and Camelot. Nothing rhymes with Camelot. We didn't start United, but we're commentating or we're celebrating. We didn't start United, but we're always cheering when we're volunteering. We didn't start United, but we're commentating or we're celebrating. We didn't start. Oh.
So there you go.
I think that should close out This Club Is My Club.
I think that should close down the station.
I was just going to say the exact same thing.
So there you go.
Something. Sam Baird rides with Camelot, and so does Turdy.
You know what?
I said Sam Baird
rides with Camelot.
I think it was the comic effect.
Yes.
Lard, sort of, almost. Yeah.
Anyway.
We're
back here. It's FC Live, broadcast from constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army.
I'm so glad I walked past now.
That's our entry for Eurovision this year for the Mancunian entry. And
Nil point.
And what do you reckon to that half, then, Steve?
They're not very good, are they?
Don't say that yet.
Not eating, they're matching us.
Well, he goes. I'll just feed you like what I used to do. No, I mean, I actually think the lead for the first 5-10 minutes were probably the better team. Albeit two probably average teams, and then once they conceded a goal, they just dropped completely. And really, we could very easily be 5-0 very, very easily.
We said during that half there that, you know, when we spoke before the match about our lack of confidence at the back,
and when I say before they're not very good, that's what I meant really. Is I was being a bit slightly facetious, is that at the back, you can see they're struggling, can't you? There's the lack of confidence. They're making absolutely elementary mistakes at the back. You know, they're not clearing the ball. They've taken on the mannequin challenge. Mannequin?
You did that joke earlier.
No, you did it earlier. But unfortunately, because it's recorded, people will hear that later in the week. So it's topical for live.
That was the first entry for it there.
Yeah.
Just to cover off the inevitable, because you can see what's going to happen a mile off in this second half.
Oh, it's 5 minutes in. It'll be 2-1 before you know it.
There are occasions. They've not done anything with
the ball. Yeah, maybe.
There are occasions they have got in.
Yeah.
So it's not
But then, to be fair, the defending has actually been quite good at the back. So some good blocks going in. And, you know, I said in the podcast thing, which obviously you'll hear during the week, so...
only tomorrow night,
Well, you know, that's during the week, isn't it?
Yeah,
that sort of week.
Okay, yes.
We should win the game, and we should still win the game. We're 2-0, we should be 3 with a missed penalty and a couple of good chances that we missed as well. We should, like I said, I don't think 5 would have flattered us, to be fair, but you've always got that in your back of your mind until we get that third goal, or we get the first 10 minutes of the half or second half over, whichever comes first. You've always got the back of your mind that... We may make it a bit more difficult than we need to.
And we should say, during that half, just a couple of standout performances for me. Thompson and Wright have been superb. And Winter. Blimey.
Yeah, I'm not able to follow that, to be honest
with you.
Just
blimey.
Yeah, he's been a bit Harry Winter-esque in that he's like got involved in things. He's left his foot in a couple of times, which is what he wants. And there was an incident down here when one of their players were down, and for some reason... He decided to kick the ball into his midriff, and all. But I suppose that's all part of the game. I'm not going to criticise anybody for that. But yeah, I think Kieran's done well.
Yeah,
getting him, and there's been a couple of balls where Gilchrist has been played. If it'd been slightly better balls, he'd have been one on one with the keeper on at least two or three occasions. So, you know, it's positive. You know, I mean, Marv mentioned positivity. Must have been talking about some other radio station.
XFM.
Yeah, well, obviously it wasn't us. But, I enjoyed the jingle. We'll play it again some other time.
Well, it'll be on Audio Boom later.
Oh, what?
Just so...
I'll tell you what, as a singer, he makes a good radio presenter.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Stephen Wood, thank you
hey, no
for
problem.
Joining us.
I'll wander back to... Yeah, it is. You're quite
it's
right.
Always
yeah.
a pleasure. Always,
blah, blah, blah.
Always a chuck.
So,
you're listening to SC Live. Fylde 6, Boston 1. Never score against Fylde. Because if you do, they'll score 6. Yeah, 1-0 up. Anyway. Oh, for goodness sake. Right, so thank you for all your donations, Armchair Army, over the years. We're going to need that. Oh, look out, Steve. Steve, look out. It's still working. Right, so you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. It's our 10th anniversary, and it's not just the 10th anniversary of FC Radio, really. It's the 10th anniversary of the Armchair Army supporting FC Radio. So, Marv said it, but a personal thanks to all you lovely people there at the Armchair Army on Facebook, on the forum, on Twitter. You're all lovely. Anyway, second half is about to get underway. FC Live, ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. And a big thank you to Constructive Coding as well, we should say. LiveTeamStats.com for all your statty needs in this second half. But Jason Gilchrist gets his second half underway here at Broadhurst Park. And just let me remind you, it's FC United 2-0 up. And hopefully we'll get through the next 5 minutes without conceding a goal, which is a rare thing at the moment for FC.
Well, there's not many clean sheets to be found this season. Can you remember the last one? Kidderminster, maybe?
Yeah, Kidderminster. Anyway, Dibble with his clearance down this near side. Tong wins that header, gets the ball to Thompson. He plays a long ball down the line for Gilchrist to chase. Gilchrist is pursuing Anderson, and Anderson has to put it out. And it looks like the St Mary's Road end, which was quite busy in the first half, there's a lot of people still in the bar, it appears. Salford v Worcester is now underway, and Salford are 1-0 up after 14 minutes in that game. And Halifax have got a goal back against Curzon. It's 2-1 now at the Tameside Stadium. Here is Tong, plays it to Thompson. Thompson crosses the ball in. It's a lofted cross, first time ball into the box, but it's very deep, and Penny gets it clear. Only finds that halfway line. Tom Brown lets that ball bounce, which I don't think Ashworth would be happy with. And, well, you shouldn't let the ball bounce.
Tom Brown's in trouble.
Yes, and he's trying to keep the ball away. And it's a free kick to Nuneaton.
Referee is reaching for his pocket.
And we should say as well, just a couple of housekeeping notices. Women's Team Live returns tomorrow. We were meant to be away at Didsbury, but the hummus or something got in the way, and therefore the match is being played here at Broadhurst Park. So
Luke Ashworth is getting the yellow card as we speak.
2 o'clock kickoff at Broadhurst Park tomorrow afternoon. FC United in County Cup action against Didsbury Ladies. So head down here if you can make it. If not, FCUM Radio will be there covering the game live from 2 o'clock, straight after the Classic Rock Show. Here's Penny with this free kick, lofts the ball in towards the edge of the box. Kay gets it clear. It's headed straight back though. Oh, there's lots of head tennis going on there, and an offside given against somebody in a blue shirt, and FC United can breathe a sigh of relief.
Yes, we've the challenge this time is to go two up against Nuneaton and not throw it away. This is the third attempt.
So this is the stat that Paul pulled out the hat earlier, just the fact that we've been 2-0 up twice against this lot, and they've always pulled it back. So we live in hope. Kieran Glynn flicks that ball, and lovely flick on there towards Gilchrist, but it's good defending from Anderson. Anderson holding this ball up. He puts out a play for a throw-in, though, to FC United. And it'd be interesting to know what the team talk was like for Margie, whether it's a stick or twist kind of thing. I think you've got to go for it, haven't you?
I don't think we can stick, can we?
No, that's true. Anderson gives that ball away. It's good tackling there from Kieran Glynn, but they pass the way out of it. Dunn-Eaton, only as far as wins that clearance. Appeals hand ball there. Referee says it hit his chest. I don't think it did. But here's Daniels now. Daniels turns and plays the ball through. It's a lovely ball. Carnell's out of his penalty box and just does enough.
It's a great pass.
Oh, that's not a good pass from Jerome Knight. Gives the ball straight to Keane. Keane now plays the ball out right to Penny. Penny looks for options, crosses that ball in. It deflects off Jerome Knight. Tom Brown clears it straight up into the air. Chandler clears it on as far as Penny. Penny plays the ball sideways to Morgan. Morgan now to Keane. Keane facing the wrong way, plays it back to Morgan, who's central. Plays the ball out right to Penny. Penny lofts it in. It's flicked there by Ironside. Oh, there's a runner there, straight into the box it goes, but that's that shot is harmlessly over from, I think it was, if you're not going to turn around, I can't tell you, I think it was Ironside with the shot. But again, a good line there from FC, right at the edge of the 18-yard box, not letting much through.
Yeah, I mean, they're still shooting from distance there, so it was Billy Daniels with the shot.
So don't forget, you can tweet us this afternoon at FCUM Radio. And headed clear there with Dale Tong chasing that one, but it's going to go out of play for a throw-in to FC. You can also email us, station@fcumradio.co.uk, and you can text 01618501878. Throw-in taken by Dale Tong. Down the line it goes. It's headed straight back by Leah. And Thompson with a slice clearance there. which Chandler recovers, gets the ball to Jerome Wright, who's turns and gives the ball to Chandler, who plays a long ball down the line there for Gilchrist to chase. Langmead plays the ball back to Dibble, who clears it first time to the halfway line. It goes. Ashworth's there. Good defending from Ashworth. Can that ball be kept in by Jerome Wright? It can. Jerome Wright plays the ball forward. It's just behind Gilchrist. And Ashworth has to deal with it. Oh, it's a poor header from Ashworth. And Nuneaton are through here, but he has to check his run. Just Williams. Williams puts on his right foot, and FC United get out of jail there. But the ball still hasn't been cleared. What do you reckon to that?
Well, again, you know, it's a mistake they made with the back pass that doesn't really get there, and it's capitalised on, and we're a little bit fortunate there because Williams is a good finisher, but we live to carry on 2-0 up. 50 minutes on the clock,
and it's going to be a goal kick to be taken by Carnell.
Certainly Nuneaton have got to up their game this half if they're going to get back into this.
Carnell with this clearance, headed there by Langmead. Winter gets to that second ball, but he can't control it, and here's Morgan now, bringing the ball into FC United's half. He switches play to that far side where Nicholson is. Nicholson puts on his left foot, crosses it to the far post where Williams is. He's headed clear though, and Tom Brown finishes the job, and again good defending from FC. And hello Kitman Mike Norton, hello, how are you? Yes. And it's going to be a throw into FC United on the halfway line.
This is where we've got to be completely ruthless and finish this game.
So, Chandler on the halfway line throws the ball in. And Penny clears it. Penny's seen so much of the ball, hasn't he?
Yeah, it seems to be attracted to him. Are we... I'm just wondering, oh, the referee wants another ball. We've got a throw in on the far side,
and remarkably Stalybridge, who are down to 10 men, have got a goal against Tamworth, 1-0 to Stalybridge away from home.
Maybe we should start with 10.
Throw in taken, down the line it goes. Gilchrist controls it and plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright plays it back to Gilchrist. Gilchrist is dispossessed though, and the ball's played forward and being held up there by Ironside. And that's good play from Kay and Winter. The ball gets back to Carnell, who clears it forward. Over the top it goes. And it's a good defending there from Langmead. But Winter gets to the ball, and that's good stuff from Harry Winter. Plays the ball out to Jerome Wright. And Jerome Wright is being... Well, apparently the referee says he was fouling Penny. Probably he was, to be fair. Just to give you a latest score from Telford. 0-0 between them and Darlington.
Brackley have a goal down at home to Harrogate suddenly.
Here's Morgan now on the ball, plays a lovely through ball, but well cut out there by Chandler, who plays the ball to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright plays a long ball down the line. He's being chased there by Langmead, who plays the ball out of play. And we've gone past the 5 minute mark, everyone, in the second half, so good news, still 2-0. I think it's crucial. It was crucial, wasn't it? Don't do it again.
Well, even Margie's commented on it recently, hasn't he? Because I think you mentioned it.
Yeah, I pretty sandwiched him. Here's Ironside, plays the ball back to Morgan. Morgan and you can just tell the way Nuneaton are playing. They are low on confidence, big time.
Yeah, it's six games without a win, and it does play on the mind after a while, I suppose.
Throw-in taken by Chandler, down the line it goes. It's a good turn there by Gilchrist, but it goes out of play.
I mean, we had a similar run last season, didn't we? We lost several on the bounce. It was seven on the bounce. Like that.
Just to let you know, at 5 o'clock today, the show with no name will be coming your way. At 6:30, Red Rebel Radio with Swampy. Only a couple of weeks, and then he's back, dear listener. Back for good from China.
Back for good, is that going to be his song?
That's his new single. Vying with Marv's We Didn't Start the Fire for number one spot at Christmas. Oh, I can't wait for Swampy to come back, to be fair.
I should be
behind the curtain, not in front of it. It's too much. The Iron Curtain. That's, yes, very good. Anyway, it's a free kick to FC United. It's going to be taken by Jerome Wright. It's, about 20 yards into Nuneaton's half on the left-hand side. Going to be an outswinger. Towards the far post it goes. No one's challenging though, and Langmead can get it clear. And Nicholson has to come back and heads it to Penny. Penny clears it but that's going straight to Chandler. In fact, it goes over Chandler's head, and he's now being pursued there by Ironside. In fact, it's Daniels chasing that ball down, and Carnell clears it. Glynn can't win that header. Anderson wins it instead. Morgan lays it off to Keane, and Morgan gives that ball away, gives it to Jerome Wright, who can charge forward on the left-hand side, still going, and that's good defending from Langmead, but good play from Jerome Wright, goes out of play for a corner ball to FC United.
Trying to play Gilchrist in there with a clever ball, but it got cut out, but now the corner.
Here's Jerome Wright now, gets that ball back, crosses that ball in, it just beats Tom Brown, and Keane can clear it. But there's no blue shirts challenging that ball. And here's Winter now. Winter plays it to the right hand side where Tong is. Tong has got loads of time to pick a spot. Crosses the ball in. Oh, it's just full. He gets to Ashworth, but Thompson gets the second ball. He's on his left foot. He shoots. He's deflected. Gets to Ashworth!
Well, Steve Bruce has done it again.
Slots it into the bottom corner. And FC United 3-0 up now. And that's probably good night.
Yeah. Opportunism from Ashworth up for the corner. Hung around basically, didn't he, and the ball dropped to him and bang.
The defending again, it was just so much room to pick a spot, and Ashworth was just there in loads of space.
Yeah, he's eighth of the season, I think.
So on 56 minutes, it's FC United now 3-0 up against Dunedin, and it looks like it's going to be a good weekend for FC United, which is nice.
3 up before the hour mark, that's going to take a bit of throwing away. Certainly against Nuneaton. Good for the goal difference too.
Absolutely.
We've got to keep this going.
So it's Nuneaton to kick the game back off again. And Leah has to play it back to Anderson. And Anderson clears it forward. But Winter's there again. Plays the ball forward to Glynn. Glynn, good strength, but he can't control it, unfortunately. But Winter, we've said it so many times in this game so far, he's just proper dominant.
There's only two Harry Winters.
Another throw in, and Winter's going to win that. No, he doesn't. It's flicked on there by Ironside. Ironside gets that second ball and plays the ball back to Leah. And an interesting swing and miss tackle from Winter. And referee says that's enough, a foul conceded by Winter. 6-2 now between Fylde and Boston. Boston on the comeback trail, it would appear. And Leah's going to take this free kick. It's about 3 yards from the touchline, midway into FC United's half. Going to be an outswinger. Gets towards the penalty spot. There's that man again, Winter, stopping any blue heads getting that ball, and it's flicked off his head, out for a throw-in on the far side. It's going to be taken by Williams. Williams throws it back to Penny. Penny controls it. On his left foot, crosses that ball in. It's a difficult one, it's just over. But I think Carnell had it covered, to be fair. It looks like there's a substitution about to occur for Nuneaton Town, and it looks like David Moley's coming on.
Striker
as,
on.
As well as Clifton, James Clifton.
Striker and a right back coming on.
Double substitution for Nuneaton. Replacing number 7, Billy Daniels, is number 12, James Clifton. And replacing number 10, Jordan Nicholson, is number 16, David Moley.
Oh, I did like the way Tim was so northern then. David Moley. Brilliant. So there's a substitution for you. Clifton and Moley coming on, Daniels and Nicholson coming off.
Clifton, who scored for FC last season at the wrong end.
Thanks for reminding him, Paul. Appreciated. So it's going to be Carnell to take this goal kick. It's a good one, goes very far. There is Kieran Glynn heading that ball on. Gilchrist is chasing, Langmead is there. Good pursuing from Gilchrist, out of play for a throw into FC United, in line with Nuneaton's 18-yard box on this main stand side. It's going to be Thompson to take this. In fact, he's going to leave it for Dale Tong. Tong looking for options. Throws it to Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn, lovely turn there. Oh, lovely ball to George Thompson. He gets it to the penalty box. He plays a lovely ball to Tom Brown, who crosses it in. It's a poor cross, though. It should have been better. But what good play there, good build-up play all round, really. But it's a throw-in to Nuneaton.
Tong messed up there, he shepherded the ball out for a throw-in and he didn't get it.
Attendance today is 2,313. Long ball forward, cut out by Kay, and Winter plays it forward, but it's cut out by Morgan. And here is Clifton. Clifton now. Oh, that's an interesting through ball. And it looks like they're going to get onto it. And the ball comes in towards the far post. beats everybody, and it's going to go out of play. But cracking through ball from Clifton.
Yeah, he certainly made an impact there with his first real touch.
So we've got an hour played here at Broadhurst Park, 3-0 to FC United. FC Live, constructivecoding.com, and the armchair army, flicked on there by Winter. And Thompson gets the ball and plays the ball forward to Kieran Glynn. Glynn now, and that's good play from Langmead. He plays the ball back, and there's Tom Brown winning that header. And here's Morgan for Nuneaton. Gets to the halfway line on the right hand side and plays the ball to Penny. Penny controls it. Penny now on that right hand touchline. That's good play from Chantler there, and here's Winter now on the ball. Winter plays it sidewards to Tom Brown. Tom Brown looking for options, gets it to Thompson. Thompson now midway into FC United's half. Oh, it's a loose pass, and here's Clifton now. Clifton on the ball, chipped over the top it goes towards Ironside. Ironside controls it. He can't control it though, because it's good defending in the end. But as I say, that Chantler gives the ball away, and here's Moley now on the left hand side. Moley driving more central, plays the ball sidewards to Morgan. Morgan lines up a shot and shoots. It's just wide. In fact, it was nowhere near.
We're just trying to build it up a bit.
Yeah, I'm just creating the drama at home, dear listener. Just a bit of drama for you there.
Bit 3-0.
Yeah, at 3-0. So it's a goal kick to FC United. I'm surprised we've not brought Tom Greaves on yet, just to help his get on his way towards 100 goals.
Could do. His 92nd is in the locker somewhere.
Here's Winter now. Winter heads that ball forward towards Glynn. Bit of, like a handball, yes indeed. Handball against Glynn. And Nuneaton looking for candidates to take this, and it's going to be Anderson. Anderson plays it long down the right hand side for Penny to chase. And Penny's quick, but he's not that quick, and it goes out of play, I think, for a throw in just by the corner flag over there to FC United. And it's going to be taken by Chantler. Chantler to take this throw in. Down the line it goes. Penny heads it straight back, but Chantler gets the second ball and clears it. But Penny's there. Heads it comfortably to Morgan. Morgan could turn and come in fill with it. There's not many options available to him, but here's Leah. Leah now. Oh, he nutmegs Thompson and keeps going. Not bad from a left back, but Winter's there. And he clears it. Anderson has to recover the ball and plays it back to Dibble. And filed 7, Boston 2. So there you go. Here's Penny now. Down the line it goes to Williams. Williams comes in field with it. Along the halfway line he goes. Plays it to Keane. Keane plays it to Morgan. Morgan now on the penalty, on the centre spot. Plays it forward to Clifton, who plays it back to Penny. Morgan with a long ball. Clifton carries on his run. Is he going to keep this in? He doesn't. It's out of play for a goal kick to FC United. So it's 3-0 if you're just joining us. It's and a missed penalty for FC. So it's been one of them performances this afternoon where everything's just kind of clicked.
Apart from the penalty.
Apart from the penalty, of course. Kano with his clearance. Gilchrist is under it, but that's a good header there from Anderson. And there's Moley trying to win the ball. Brown trying to win the ball. Who's going to win the ball? It gets to Williams. Williams gives the ball away to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now driving forward, straight through the middle he goes. Plays a it's just trapped in Gilchrist's feet, but he could turn and shoot. It's deflected. It's just wide, and it's a corner ball.
Pity that, because again Wright was looking for Gilchrist. The pass got to him, but he just didn't control it, and the ball dribbled away from him. But he recovered his composure and got a shot in, which got deflected away.
Great commentary, lads, and even better scoreline listening all the way from wet and windy Kent. And there we hope you're having a lovely afternoon there, DJ Dan. And that corner is a poor one, but Morgan gives the ball straight back to Jerome Wright, who can have a second bite of the cherry. Cross comes in, it's just beyond Ashworth, and it's cleared by Penny, only as far as Thompson. Thompson controls it. And plays an interesting through ball towards Gilchrist, but it's well cut out, and Nuneaton can try and build an attack here. And it's over on this left-hand side. Winter's going to get that tackle. What a tackle for Winter. If I was a midfielder going for that ball, I'd be scared witless, wouldn't you?
You'd be thinking, well, go on then, you have it.
And that's a poor pass there from Keane, and Jerome Wright gets the ball. crosses into Nuneaton's half on the left hand side. There's a run there from Glynn. It's just beyond Glynn though, that pass, and Langmead can clear it. And well controlled by Joe Ironside on the right hand side for Nuneaton. He's got Chandler for company, plays the ball back to Clifton. Clifton infield, it comes to Morgan. Morgan, good turn, beats Tom Brown. Centrally goes, plays the ball here to Lee, who's very advanced. Plays the ball out left to Morley, who shoots. Side netting, and a goal kick. So just to give you some of those latest scores, Alfreton 0, Alty 1, Brackley 1 all against Harrogate. Charlie a 2-0 up against Gloucester City. A 10-man Curzon, a 3-1 up now against Halifax. Fylde 7, Boston 2, Kidderminster 2, Gainsborough 0, Salford a 1-0 up at Moor Lane against Worcester, Stockport County a 1-0 up at Edgeley Park against Bradford Park Avenue, Stalybridge 10-man, Stalybridge a 1-0 up away at Tamworth, it's 0-0 between Darlington and Telford, and it's 3-0 here between FC and Nuneaton.
Tom Brown has just got a belated yellow card for a challenge in the build-up there.
And that goal kick there from Carnell, flicked on by Thompson, flicked on by Gilchrist. Glynn can keep this in. Good turn on the touchline there from Glynn. Plays it to Thompson. Thompson gives the ball away. Good tackle from Morgan. Morgan plays the ball down the line. Cut out well by Scotty Kay. And it is Kay now. Plays the ball to Winter. Winter leaves two players in his wake and plays the ball out left to Chandler. Chandler with a ball over the top towards right. It's cut out by Penny though. And Clifton can get the ball back for Nuneaton. Clifton with a loose pass there, trying to find Ironside, but it's behind him, and Carnell can recover possession for FC. And we've got 67 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. It's getting a bit chilly now. I'm going wearing this jumper.
But the 3-goal lead is warming your
head. Oh yeah, yeah, and you are, Paul, as well. You're warming the cockles, mate. You really are. And it's a throw into FC United, going to be taken by Dale Tong. Down the line it goes towards the corner flag where Gilchrist is. Crosses that ball into Jerome Wright, who can rise at the back post. But it's good defending from Penny. And Clifton can bring this ball out. It's a loose pass. And there's Winter picking the ball up on the centre circle. Winter plays the ball sideways to Thompson. Thompson checks his run, gives it forward to Gilchrist. Lovely turn from Glynn. Plays it to Gilchrist. Oh, it's just beyond him, but Glynn's there. He tries it. Oh, it was like a snail's pace towards the line, and eventually Leah gets it clear.
Well, the build-up, again, it was very statuesque defending from Nuneaton that allowed us to get in the box. It did look like Gilchrist was going to score there.
Here's Tong, plays it to Thompson. Thompson now on this right-hand side. Ball deflects, gets it to Brown. That's a lovely ball from Brown to Tong. Tong gives the ball away, though. Good, well read from Leah. And the ball cleared. Winter gets anything he can on it, but the Nuneaton can build a counter attack here with Clifton on the right hand side. Clifton, oh, he beats Winter, keeps going. He's got Chantley in front of him now. He's heading towards that byline on the far side, and that's a good defending, well tracked there by Chantler. And don't give a free kick away, he gives a throw in away instead.
He is known as being an attacking fullback, Clifton, and he's certainly made some inroads since he came on as a sub.
Going to be a throw-in, in line with the 6-yard box for Nuneaton. Throw-in taken by Penny, gets it to Morgan. Morgan could turn and come in field with it, plays it out to Keane. Keane keeps it coming towards his main stand side to Leah. Leah does well, she turns and shoots, and it's over and wide and fine. So we're coming up to the last 20 minutes or so. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. Showing No Name coming up at 5, followed by Red Rebel Radio, and then a whole evening's worth of quality music brought to you by the great volunteers here at FC Radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. We should say on the podcast this week we've got an interview with Keg of FCM TV, and of course we celebrated on Red Rebel Radio the lost years with Swampy, Keg, Brian, producer Paul Spencer, Mike Kerwin. They called the lost years because basically the commentary team were pissed at the time, and also no one recorded it, so lost in more than one way. So there you go. But yeah, we celebrate all that on this club this week. But here is Dale Tong. Tong with a long ball over the top there, and Leah can only put it out for a throw-in. Good stuff from Thompson.
70 minutes and no subs from Marge yet.
So it's an odd one, isn't it? Because, you know.
This is usually his time, isn't it? The 70 minutes. I mean, it used to be Carlos Rocca years ago.
8-2, filed Boston. Dale Tong with this throw-in. Throws it to Kieran Glynn, who lays it off back to Tong, who gives it back to Glynn. Glynn, nice little turn there. He's heading towards that byline. Oh, he nearly. Anyway, ball is cleared. Ronnie's found his inside. He plays it back to Clifton. Clifton now can drive towards the line. Clifton's trying those through balls, and you do think one might come off for him at some point. But not that one. And Chantler now on the left-hand side. Down the line it goes. Headed back by Langmead. Just to remind you all as well, the women's team are in County Cup action tomorrow here at Broadhurst Park. 2 o'clock kick-off if you can make it. If you can't make it, SC Radio will be commentating. Chantler with a throw-in. Down the line it goes. Over the top it beats everybody. It gets to Gilchrist, who wins a corner. Good stuff from Gilchrist. And well left by Jerome. There's a corner ball anyway on that far side near Fat Annie's, and it's going to be Jerome Wright to take it. In fact, he might think about leaving it for George Thompson. In fact, that's exactly what's happening, so Thompson's going to take this. And 71 minutes on the clock here, 3-0 to FC. Going to be an in-swinger from George Thompson. Here it comes. In it comes. It's a goal. Whoa! And there was, I think that was Ashworth. Ashworth there on the back post. He thought about doing a spectacular diving header, but because he's a centre-back, it was a kind of really
clumsy kind of
diving header.
Yeah, didn't quite look.
But it would have looked sensational if it had gone in. But
he's got his goal already today, yeah. So can't get too greedy.
Dibble with this goal kick, and it gets all the way to Tong, who plays it forward. Well controlled by Winter, who's heading towards the dugouts here. Plays the ball down the line. Is that going to stay in play for Gilchrist? It does. Gilchrist heading towards the corner flag. Checks the ball. Comes in field with it. Heading towards the byline. The penalty box. Crosses that ball in. There's no one on the back post. And Jerome Wright has to try and recover that ball. But Clifton's there. And it's gone out of play for a throw in to FC United. But again, Winter.
Yeah, I mean, he threaded a ball down the touchline there for Gilchrist to chase. Gilchrist has had a good game as well, I've got to say.
4-1 now, 10-man Curzon beating Halifax. They've been 10-man for a while now, Curzon, haven't they?
Yes, the 10-man of Stalybridge, though, have come unstuck.
Yes, it's now 2-1 to Tamworth in that one, with Stalybridge being 1-0 up for much of the game. Salford are 1-0 up, but they've only played 41 minutes. That's because Worcester got lost on the way to Salford. Probably.
Possibly.
And it's going to be a throw-in anyway to FC United. It's going to be taken by Chantler. It's in line with Nuneaton's six-yard box on that far side. In fact, Gilchrist is down injured, which is the perfect time, I feel, for Tom Greaves to come on.
Maybe Worcester headed for the Civic Centre or somewhere, thinking, oh, it's Central Salford.
Yeah, Swinton? What do you mean, Swinton?
No, Civic. Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, it could be that they, you know, I mean, to be honest, Moor Lane, it's a bit on the outskirts here, isn't it?
How dare you. Yeah, it is, to be fair.
But the substitute's board has appeared.
Yes, it's going to, Gilchrist is down injured at the moment, and Marge is taking this opportunity to bring on Tom Greaves, it appears, excuse me.
I think Sheridan's getting on as well at some point.
Yes, substitution's about to be made. So Gilchrist is coming off, and Tom Greaves, now on 91 goals for FC United, comes on. His next milestone is Mike Norton on 93. Gilchrist has again been absolutely sensational.
Yeah, he's played very well. He's led the line, he's chased a lot of calls, he's done his job today.
Is Tom Greaves onto the pitch. Happy birthday, that's from Don. Thanks for keeping me connected to all things here in Maryland, home of the cookie, of course.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, I sounded terrible there, didn't I? It's a throw-in anyway to FC United, still in line with Nuneaton six-yard box on that far side. It's going to be Chantler to take it. Tom Greaves now on the pitch, and throw-in taken, gets it to Jerome Wright, plays it back to Chantler. Chantler crosses that ball, it's high, very high, out of play for a goal kick.
I think Pam Shriver, the tennis player, came from Maryland. There you go, another useless
Paul,
piece of information.
I said it before and I'll say it again. That Eggheads team FC United had a few years ago, you should have been on that team, Paul.
Shared in the loss.
Flicked on there by Ironside. Kay's there on the ball. Gets it to Tom Brown. And Winter's trying to get to that second ball and does well. Winter battling away. Plays the ball to Tong. Tong, well, a long ball down the right hand side. Greaves tries to win that header. Out of play it goes for a throw in to FC United. Midway into Nuneaton's half. And it's going to be Dale Tong to take it. Nice little throw in there to Thompson, who lays it back to Tong. Tong anticipated a run there by Thompson. That run was not happening, and the ball is out of play for a goal kick to Nuneaton. So we're coming up to the last 15 minutes here at Broadhurst Park. The temperature's dropped a bit, and Sheridan's coming on as a substitute as well. And the match is going to be for Tom Brown. Yes. So Tom Brown's like he's like a Jack Russell, isn't he? He's just snapping around at people.
Yeah, he is picking up yellow cards in at great speed this season, unfortunately. I think it's 3 and 5, something like that. So he's got to watch himself.
So Sheridan is on, and here is Dibble with this goal kick. It's a good one. But Winter's there, clears it, but Leah gets it, the ball back into FC United's half, and there's Ironside battling away, gets it to Morgan. Morgan looking for a run there from Clifton. Good run from Clifton, well controlled. Clifton now on his left foot, shoots, well defended from Kay. It deflects though, and Ashworth doesn't deal with it, but Chandler covers, and the ball gets to Jerome Wright, who can belt it clear, and straight down the middle it goes. And Anderson's there, and Dibble's so far out of his box, there's nowhere Anderson could go with that other than put it out of play.
Breakdown in communication between centre-back and goalkeeper.
Big time.
And they're still arguing about it now.
4-2 now between Curzon and Halifax, and Salford are 2-0 up against Worcester. Throw-in taken. Here's Sheridan now. Sheridan plays it to Winter. Winter plays it to the left-hand side where Ashworth is. Ashworth on his right foot plays it central. Flicks on there by Glynn. Greaves was lining up a shot there, and he was just pickpocketed at the last minute by Langmead. And good turn there from Keane. Gets it to Leah. Leah keeps the ball, and the ball breaks eventually, but gets to Sheridan. And Sheridan plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now tries to switch play to this right hand side. Is it going to get over Leah's head? Leah does well, and the ball is now with Moley, and good tackle from Winter again. Breaks to Thompson now. Thompson driving forward. You might as well have a dig, mate. He does have a dig. Oh, it's just wide.
Inches wide. Good effort.
Curzon are now down to 9 men and still 4-2 up against Halifax.
Add into the challenge, really, I suppose.
10 minutes left to play there at the Tameside Stadium, and over the top it goes, that free goal kick from Dibble, and Morgan heads it forward, but Kay's there, getting that ball, and Glynn holding it up, plays the ball sideways to Winter, who lets it run across him and plays it out left to Chantler now on the ball, checks his run and plays it sideways to Ashworth to Kay doesn't go with playing it to his right back, plays it forward, and Molly's dives, and Kieran Glynn now driving straight through the middle he goes. Glynn plays a lovely ball to Thompson crosses that ball in, it beats anybody, but it's Jerome Wright on the back post. He's going to have a dig, deflects, corner,
two chances.
But this is what Kieran Glynn, Thompson, Jerome Wright gives you. It's just everything's been driven forward, driving either through the middle or in the wings. It's cracking.
The Dibble is going to the... Oh, he's collecting the ball. I wonder why he was going towards the referee's assistant there, but he's kindly fetching the ball. And the ball has to go all the way onto the far side now for the corner.
And it's going to be taken by Sheridan. It's going to be an in-swinger just by Fat Annie's delightful hot dog stall. And in it comes. It's a good one to Ashworth, and Ashworth, he's fouling his man, and it went wide anyway. And we're coming up to 80 minutes on the clock here, 3-0 to FC United, and it's been a comfortable afternoon, we should say. Nuneaton with loads of trials and tribulations off the pitch at the moment, and you know it does filter through, doesn't it?
But the good thing is they can't drop into the bottom three because their goal difference is magnificently better than Bradford's.
Bradford are now 1-1 against Stockport County. They've got an equaliser. Throw in there from Leah. It goes over the head of Winter, and Ironside tries to turn into the penalty box there, and the ball gets to Molly shoots. Carnell's right behind it and retains possession for FC United. Carnell boots it forward to this near touchline. Thompson's under it, but so's Leah, and Leah heads it out for a throw-in.
Stockport again struggling to win at home.
Yeah,
it's a recurring theme.
Alfreton have got an equaliser against Old Sea. It's now 1-1 there.
Half time at Salford.
Happy days. So it's a throw-in to FC United on the halfway line. Dale Tong to take it. Down the line it goes. Greaves battling away there with Molle. And Tom Greaves wins a free kick. Just on this touchline. Just midway into Nuneaton's half. On this main stand side, Sheridan's going to take it. In fact, Jerome Wright's over the ball as well. Could prove a bit challenging this to the Nuneaton defenders. He's taken short to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright on his right foot. He's going into the middle though. On the left hand side, crosses that ball in. It's breaks though, and is Sheridan going to get to it? He heads that ball forward. Langmead heads it clear though, and well, it's interesting because Jerome Wright heading down the right wing.
Yeah.
Lucky to cross it on his right foot, but then thought, I can't cross it on my right foot.
Yes, that's not what that foot's for.
Carnell with this ball, clears it forward. Screeve's going to win this flick on. Anderson wins it, and it gets to Clifton. Clifton plays it back to Morgan. Morgan now. There was a 1-2 attempted there, but Carnell's read it and comes out of his penalty box and clears it forward. Down the left-hand side it goes. Tom Greaves kind of wins that header. Gets it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now. Ball breaks, it's out for a throw-in. And it's going to be taken by Chantler. Chantler takes it, gives it to Sheridan. And the ball is now back with Ashworth. Ashworth tries to switch play, tries to get the ball to Thompson. It does! It's read by beautifully by Thompson. Thompson now charging on the right-hand side, gets into the penalty box. He's going to have a dig. Can't get his left foot round the ball and it goes harmlessly wide. But what a ball from Ashworth. Wow.
Yeah, Thompson raced in towards the box, but he was being steered away from goal, and he just didn't really have this, just that little bit of space needed to wrap his left foot round the ball and hit the target.
Telford are now 2-0 up against Darlington, and Darlington are down to 10 men. Kay has to deal with this ball. It could be a bit challenging. Gets the ball to Tong, who gets it to Winter. Winter gets it clear, and is anybody going to chase that? Thompson's chasing it. And that means Dibble's going to have to come out of his area and deal with it. He's going to let it go. No, he opts for safety and plays the ball forward. And beats Winter, and Tong gets to cover and does. Sheridan, no one challenges Sheridan there. He can bring the ball down beautifully. Gets the ball to Tong. Tong with a lovely pass to Glynn. Glynn now gets it to Sheridan. He carries his run on his right-hand side. Oh, Sheridan tries to cross the ball in. And it's cut out by Leah. Out of play for a throw-in. Throwing taken by Sheridan, gets it to Tong. Tong plays it to Glynn, who comes short for it. And Glynn, not sure what Glynn's doing there, but it's out of play for a throw-in to Nuneaton.
So the red card count's gone to 4 in the division today.
Crack, isn't it? Throwing taken by Leah, down the line it goes. Molly gives that ball away. Sheridan plays it first time over the top. Greaves can't win the header. Gets to Penny. Penny now has to belt it forward. Straight down the middle it goes. Is Kay there? Kay, good defending. And a lovely pass to Glynn on the halfway line. Glynn turns. He's looking for options. Plays up. Oh, tries to play a ball over the top for Greaves. Glynn gets the second ball. Well done, sir. Plays the ball to Thompson. Thompson switches play with a lovely pass to Jerome Wright on the left hand side. He's heading towards the byline. He's going to cross this ball in. Oh, the cross is shallow. And Morgan reads it.
Thought you were going to use another word there.
Oh, and that long ball over the top there on the right hand side. Nuneaton holding the ball up. Cross comes in. And that pretty much sums up their afternoon. It's out of play by the corner flag on the far side.
The final substitution for the Borough.
And this is number 15 coming on. That's Tom Elliott. This is where Statopole pulls out a stat about Tom Elliott.
David Morley is number 15.
Really? Tom Elliott. Morley's coming off.
This is interesting. There's a lot of confusion here. Why is he subbing the sub?
Oh, that's harsh.
The sub doesn't seem to know why, so it's not injury. I think he's bewildered why he's being taken off.
Wow.
He's not been on long.
Well, not sure about that.
Well,
there you go.
That's a rarity.
So, David Morley, the substitute, he's not had a particularly bad 15 minutes.
He looks completely confused.
I mean, you would be, wouldn't you?
And he kind of looked at the manager there and said, well, why me? And he didn't get an answer.
Well, there you go. Anyway, and here's Kay now. Kay, nice bit of skill by his own corner flag, gets it clear. Sheridan gets that second ball, tries to play it towards Glynn. It would have been a very ambitious pass by Sheridan. Curzon are down to eight men.
Margie is going to retaliate with his own sub now. Wolfie's coming on.
Curzon are down to eight men.
I mean, the game gets abandoned if they get down to seven.
Fylde are now 9-2 up against Boston. Crackers, Paul. Crackers.
Weird day. It's Wolfie on for Glynn.
Glynn has had an excellent game of football once again. Superb stuff from Glynn. And Matty Wolford is coming on in his place.
For Curzon to beat Halifax with eight men is quite remarkable.
It's like Quarmy visitors, isn't it?
It is quite staggering, that.
So, Kevin Glynn, excellent performance from the young man there.
And Boston must be heading towards a record defeat in their history, and if they don't put the shutters up for the last few minutes.
There's 9 minutes left to play at that game in Fylde, and Fylde are 9-2 up. They've got to be going for a Chadderton scoreline, haven't they? Oh, it's Castleton. Castleton. Scoreline.
Mm.
Ball down the right-hand side for Nuneaton. Cross comes in, and again, it's such a heavy cross. It's out of play anyway for a goal kick to FC United.
Got just over just under four minutes plus what is added here.
Which is, it's odd really, because I'm looking at the clock here, and normally we're having to squeeze in the end of the match. But there's loads of time, isn't there, for post-match analysis and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, it's bad really, because I need a wee.
Yeah, well, that's... another drawback.
Here's Carnell with his goal kick. Over the top it goes down this right hand side. Flicked on there by Josh Thompson, and it's out of play.
If any listener can help with that problem, then you know what the number is.
Yes, you can text me your ideas for how I get round this issue.
It's gone all Alan Partridge.
Cleared by Scotty Kay. Gets to the halfway line. Morgan's under it and heads it forward. And Winter just boots it anywhere he can, and Chandler commits a foul there on Clifton, and it's going to be a free kick to Nuneaton. Game fizzled out a long time ago, I feel.
Do you feel slightly more confident about beating them in the trophy next week?
No, because it's Paul,
the magic of the cup.
League form goes out the window
unless you're defending really badly.
Here's Clifton now. Clifton with this free kick, headed clear by Ashworth. Gets it to Clifton, gets the second ball, and the linesman spotted a handball there by Clifton. And
kicking the ball away doesn't really help their cause.
No. I mean, that substitution, that's
subbing
bold.
The sub is, I mean, it's happened, we've done that once or twice in the past for a variety of reasons.
The only time I've seen it happen, Luke Chadwick, United, yeah, years ago.
Mm.
We're playing Burnley.
It's rather damning when it happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real vote of no confidence.
Oh, it's the last time I think Luke Chadwick played for United, that. Anyway, it's out of play of this near side for FC United, a throw-in. And George Thompson's going to take this. Is the main stand bar open tomorrow? Main stand bar open tomorrow? Okay. I won't publicise it then.
Well, you can't.
Main stand bar is closed tomorrow, so bring your own alcohol. That was a joke. It was a joke. Chorley 3, Gloucester 1, and Alfreton 2, Alty 2. Latest scores there. Thompson plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan plays a ball over the top, and Winter gets the second ball. Winter now plays it back to Kay. Kay inside, it goes to Sheridan. Sheridan to Ashworth. Ashworth plays it back to Carnell. Carnell belts it down the left hand side, but it's controlled by Penny. And here's Leah now. Leah on his left foot crosses that ball in. It's a good cross, pushing the back there. Surely, referee, yes, Aaron Williams with a push on Ashworth. And it's FC United 3-0 up if you're just joining us. We're into the last minute here at Broadhurst Park.
Just had a look. David Moley came on in the 57th minute and was substituted in the 74th. So he was given 27 minutes to show his worth and was dragged off.
It's harsh. It was harsh because, you know, Nuneaton haven't had the best of games. Maybe the manager saw something he didn't like. I don't know what that was. Here's Penny. Penny now plays the ball forward. Down the line it goes. Little lucky ricochet there, but well covered by Chandler. And Chandler plays the ball down the left hand side. Penny covering once again. Thank you, Tim. There. 3 minutes of added time.
I wonder how many he'll play.
Oh, you're going to stick around with me.
Well, he added 2 minutes on in the first half. He only got one. Very odd.
Ashworth plays it sideways to Kay, and Kay plays it all the way back to Carnell. Carnell with the ball, belts it forward. Is Greaves going to get under it? Sheridan gets the second ball, and Clifton plays the ball back to Penny, who plays a nice pass to Morgan. Morgan now, and it's a hurried pass and goes out of play for a throw-in to FC United. So we'll dissect this game at the full-time whistle. Don't forget Show With No Name coming up at 5 o'clock, and Red Rebel Radio, if you've not listened to the podcast version, that's available at 6:30 this evening. And for those asking, the Eurovision entry that Mars produced will be available on Audio Boom at some point this evening, and then probably be taken down within the hour it's been published. Here's Ironside now. Ironside, he's heading out towards that far side, but he checks his run and comes in field with it. He's good defending though. Ball breaks to Clifton. Here's Keane. Keane plays it back to Penny. He crosses it to the back post, and it goes out of play harmlessly for a goal kick.
We're threatening a clean sheet here. It's rare.
And it's a goal kick to be taken by Mr. David Carnell, who's kept a clean sheet. Paul, what does this mean?
Well, it means probably in Nuneaton they're not a very good side.
And that goal kick taken, and the ball is going to get to Ashworth, who tackles, but the second ball is picked up by Tom Elliott. Tom Elliott now on this left-hand side. Plays a sideward pass, but there's Chandler, well read. And here's Winter man on, and the ball played down the line. Greaves controls it. He can't win the ball. Good defending there from Mr. Anderson. And, they've just had one of them games, haven't they, Nuneaton? It can't be easy at the moment. And the ball cleared by Jerome Wright, and Jerome Wright gets the ball back from Wolfe. Jerome Wright now crosses into Nuneaton's half. He's been pulled back by Elliott, but he carries on going and goes for a long punt down the line and wins a free kick.
I think the yellow card will come out for the drag back now, possibly. Well, he's been kind.
Good crowd here today, 2,313. A very cold evening coming up here in North Manchester, I have to say. My feet are freezing, Paul.
Yeah, it's that time of the year.
Yeah. And that, dear listeners, full time here at Broadhurst Park. FC United coming into this game against Nuneaton. We said it was a crucial match, one of several crucial matches now up to New Year. And like last week, we've passed the test. We've got another 3 points against a team who I would consider to be battling with us to stay away from the relegation zone. 3-0 FC United victors against Nuneaton Town. Two of the goals coming in the first half, a third coming in the second half, and it's just been a great afternoon.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.